There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. You need to go check out the contact line that G-Code has just come out with. It, for those of you who are familiar with G-Code and you're thinking Kydex, okay, how many different... Go check out the contact line. Go check that out. Tacticalholsters.com. My next guest, he's been with me many times. I became aware of him because, one, he was the bald guy on Apocalypse 101, and I always identify with the bald guy. But he is... And he's still doing stuff like that, but he's also come out with a book where he's talking about how to pack and turn anything you own into a survival kit. I'm being joined again from Fort Survival Solutions by Mark Puhale. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. Now, I want to ask you something as a Marine, okay? Now, survival kits... Is it better to pack a water filter than it is to pack enough water?
I think that you should pack both. You should have an adequate supply of water based on the environment you're working in.
Right.
And you should also have the means to purify water and filter water with you. Probably just like you did in the Army, you probably had some of those iodine tablets, which made the water taste so good,
right.
Just like we did in the Marine Corps. So we always had our typical two-quart canteens, had a few of them, maybe two, maybe we had some larger canteens with us, or a water bladder now with the advent of, we're older, Bill, than most. So when we were in the military, we had canteens. And then Camelbacks came along, and then other water bladders came along where, the military evolved and got smarter and was like, hey, let's man pack this in a pack with a water bladder. So to answer your question, I would have a good water supply, and then I'd also have a water filter or iodine tabs or other tablets or drops to purify water based on pretty much wherever you're working. Whether it's cold, hot, moderate climate, temperate climate, we know this. You can survive with food for a long time, but you need water.
That was always my motivation to get back to wherever our little garrison was set up, because I knew waiting for me was some iodine purified water.
Yes,
that always drove me like madness. The reason I ask that is because survival kits come in all sizes and shapes, don't they?
Yes, they do.
What would be the... Now, one thing that I'm surprised that I don't see more of, and maybe you address this in the book, how come there's no... With ladies who have all of these old handbags laying around, you make the case about turning those into survival kits, don't you?
Yes. In fact, the first chapter in the book is... the purse chapter, where I talk about, what should a woman have in her purse just for everyday moving around your home, not your home, your town, your city, going to and from work, going to and from the grocery store, to and from your kids' practices, to and from dinner to meet your spouse or your girlfriends, just basic things that we should have with us at all times in case anything bad happens.
That seems like the perfect camouflage, though.
Oh, yeah. Especially, it's one thing to be carried.
Yeah, I mean, some of these purses are like carry-on luggage.
They are. Some of the darn purses are they're like a weapon. I mean, one of my close friends, I went out and had I'm not drinking right now, but anyway, she had some wine. We met at a local place down here in Texas. Her purse it could be a weapon easily with the stuff that she has in it, just to swing at somebody. Let alone the other items that she could have in there to help herself, protect herself. Everybody heard about the recent, all the flooding in Texas that occurred, you know, in the last month. There's items, you know, you could have had on your person, or not only had on your person, but situational awareness to stay out of a potential high water environment. You know, when you're driving around, we've talked before, Bill, about, you know, what could affect us the most with regards to, you know, Armageddon or terror or anything bad. And once again, weather and Mother Nature reared its head and caused a significant amount of damage and disrupted a lot of people's lives.
I think I'm going to go looking. I may have to get offline with you. I may have to find one of my wife's old purses and just give you some measurements and get a suggestion for a list for that, because the more I think about it, the more I like it. Though, you know, most of the time when I go out of town, I carry something I call the ISIS welcome wagon bag.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at that sitting there with the revision sunglasses case clipped to it, and it's in 1,000 Cordura nylon,
mm-hmm.
That sort of gives it away, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it does. You're like, what's in that tactical military backpack? You know, what could possibly be in there? I mean, some days when I'm running around just for work, I mean, I carry different, I have different types of bags I use just from running around. But, I mean, black with an American flag on it or a Texas flag, that it's clearly a tactical backpack. Then I have a Kelty, just like a day hiking pack that I have stuff in. And then I also carry I have one of those, I don't know if you know what a Timbuk, like, bike messenger bag is, Bill.
Of course I do. I'm hip. I'm hip.
Yeah. So I have a myriad of things in there besides my computer and notepads. I mean, of course I have a pistol in there and some other things that I guess it's more incognito because you don't necessarily know what's in your pack. But if someone's savvy enough and by reputation, you know, they know you, they're probably going to figure out that you have some mission essential gear in there, you know,
yeah,
in case anything bad should happen.
I've got to get another day pack besides the Maxpedition one I've got, because, I mean, that just screams concealed gun.
Yes. Yep. I have one of those, too. Like, if we're carrying a purse, a man purse,
yeah,
it's, if I see a guy carrying a man purse, that's what I suspect. But, I mean, the fact that the Texas, it looks, we're moving towards open carry, that's a whole other thing, too. But, If I see a man with a purse, I suspect there is a weapon or something else in there.
Coming up on the first break, where can people find this so-called book that you put out about survival kits? What's it called? Where can they find it?
So it is called Everyday Survival Kit, exactly what you need for constant preparedness. And they can find it online at Amazon.com. They can find it at their local Barnes & Noble. They can go to Ford Survival Supply and find the book on there as well.
If we can get him to sell 10,000 copies, I'm going to try to talk him out of losing the cowboy hat. So check that out. We'll be right back with Mark Pujali, who thinks I didn't know what a Timbuk bag is, on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation with you. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guarantee quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. Next week, we're going to talk about the contact line, and that's where you need to go to TacticalHolsters.com and go check out the contact line. That's well worth your time, believe me. When, especially right now, while we're talking about survival kits, this is something the contact line incorporates into that perfectly. Check them out. My guest this morning is Mark Buhali from Ford Survival Solutions. He's actually from a lot of things. Apocalypse 101, which is a National Geographic TV show that in a knee jerk they pulled, even though there wasn't that much gun stuff happening there. Mark, I'm being asked, some people are trying to write down the title of your book. Would you please say that a couple more times real quick so people can get that written down?
Yes, sir. So it is Everyday Survival Kits, and they actually there's a colon in the title. So Everyday Survival Kits, colon, exactly what you need for constant preparedness. And it's on, if you just Google that, you'll get options on Amazon, Walmart, eBay, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, Overstock, eCampus, Prep Books, Bonanza. We got it everywhere.
So you're with Hoss?
With Hoss.
On Bonanza?
Yes, I am. I used to watch that show as a little kid, hence the cowboy hat, Bill.
I had to make you think about it, though, didn't I?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
and you know, the cowboy hat's for cowboy action shooting.
Okay, I understand.
Do you actually do that? I did. I shot my first match in April.
Now I'm presuming you've got a nice big old fashioned single action six shooter.
I have a good buddy who is being nice. He's nice enough to let me. He's letting me use his cowboy action arsenal. So I've got a couple twin Vaquero 357s.
Oh my!
A lever action rifle chambered in 357, and then a double barrel shotgun. So that's the rig, and then you shoot six stages, which change on a monthly basis. Unfortunately, we didn't shoot in May or June. May was the Texas State Championships, and then June, just things didn't work out logistically. But hopefully in July, when it gets, you know, about 100 degrees, we can go. I can shoot at that match. But if you can shoot single action, you should certainly be able to shoot semi-automatic a heck of a lot better.
Yeah, that's what I would think. I always wanted to see Bob Mundin handling a modern semi-automatic double sex pistol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I shot the last three phases clean out of the six. My buddies didn't tell me the aiming point on a lever action rifle was in the bead was supposed to be in the bottom of the V, not sight alignment like a pistol. So I shot four high out of like 160 rounds. So
I'm going to get me another single action revolver very shortly.
Yeah. And reliability, my buddy, I got to give a shout out to David Knapp. He is gunsmith, gun extraordinaire with history and knowledge. And from a reliability standpoint, he said you can't, and I'm throwing props out, I guess, to Ruger too, you just can't beat the Ruger Vaquero. And compared to, you see all manner of things when you're out there shooting cowboy. There's black powder. There's all types of history-specific aerial weaponry. But from a reliability standpoint, with springs and actions, he's like, you can get a Ruger and shoot it almost indefinitely without having a weapons failure. Like on some of the stuff that I was shooting, I had a loading error with the lever action rifle that caused me some problems at the end of the stages. And then my shotgun, the firing pins were, one of them wasn't long enough. So I spent I spent some more time in some of the stages than I wanted to. So I had some weapons malfunctions that have since been remedied. So, but yeah, you got to get a single action Vaquero.
Well, I like Blackhawk, so that won't be that hard to do. I used to have a two-screw old-fashioned Blackhawk 357.
Nice.
That I wish I had today.
Oh, yeah.
When it was so old that when I talked to somebody about getting the rust taken off of it, because it had been outside in a gun safe for so long, when they told me leave it alone.
Oh, yeah, just so it'll so it can stay antique, or just because?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, that's my father would tell me. You know, my dad was a Marine, too, before my time. He would tell me how you could order M1 Garands for a catalog delivered to your home.
Right.
Just like with Thompson machine guns in the early 1900s. I mean, talk about he kicks himself in the butt all the time. He's like, I should have ordered a few and just leave one in the box and shoot the other one.
Yep.
And that's, I think I told you about my custom Kimber that I have from Marine Corps Special Forces Detachment 1. I have two. One I shoot, one that's still in the box. Custom Kimber.
I don't have any queens.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't, you know, the guns I used to carry when I was in the military, I abused them to death. Not on purpose, because, you know, and I one of the things I find interesting about gun testing is how they'll purposely bury a gun in mud.
Yes.
Because when you were in the Marine Corps and when I was in the Army, that we would have beaten somebody to death to keep that from being done to our weapons.
Oh, yeah.
And so...
And done 1,000 push-ups in the process.
Yes.
For letting it happen.
The thing about it is that now they do these tests on these things. And, I mean, I'm looking at carrying a 1911. I've got mm-hmm. nice double-stack guns. I've got Glocks. I've got SIGs. Very nice guns. Good guns. But the gun I carried and the gun that I've actually qualified with the most is a 1911. As I look back on my life, I probably qualified with my Army issue 1911 80, 90 times.
Mm-hmm.
It was the tolerance is not exactly the way to describe how it was put together. It was more like it was just a gun-shaped box holding a bunch of parts together because it shook and sounded like a castanet in there.
And, yeah, I know. Yep.
So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to find. I'm looking. I talked to. I got one guy, he's sitting in the chat room right now. He talked to me the other day, said, you can get this one, and it'll feed hollow points. So I'm looking into that. I'm going to end up carrying something a little more old school. I don't have a problem with old school guns because they work forever. So you know.
They do. Well, I like the trusty Glock, too. We posted an article on Survival Cache about what the Iditarod racers, what weapons they carried.
You know what? Let's talk about that on the other side. We got 5 seconds for the next break. Mark Brugali, okay. Tell us, give the title of the book one more time, real quick.
Everyday Survival Kit, exactly what you need for constant preparedness.
There you go. Amazon.com, go check it out. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. Friday. I'll get it right. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. G-Code has been with me for a long time, and I have carried them. And I would say faithfully, but actually I rely upon them. I rely upon that holster because they just will not break. The tensioner screw never loses its ability to do tension. The modularity never goes out of style. Go check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. My guest, from just about everywhere, I guess. Mark, what would you say is your main affiliation nowadays? Is it Ford Survival Solutions?
It's still Ford Survival Supply, yeah.
Okay. Yep. Ford Survival Solutions.
Dylan and I working together.
Is Mark Fuhali. Now, are we ever, you wanted to talk about Glocks real quick, but one more time, give out the name of that book because I want people to make sure they can get a hold of it if they want it.
Oh, yeah. So it's Everyday Survival Kit, Exactly What You Need for Constant Preparedness by Mark Fuhali and Joel Stevens, and you can find it just about everywhere.
You were talking about Glocks. Do you think a Glock, now I remember seeing a review where the, and this is back when Glock first came out, and the school of thought back in the mid-80s was that the 1911 people would naturally gravitate to the Glock because they had gotten so used to what they had developed as far as skill with the 1911 that the Glock would be the next stage for them to go to. And do you believe that? I mean, is that what you would think?
I think if you have good fundamentals of marksmanship, that a Glock should help you shoot better. I mean, we know this, Bill, from if you go to any concealed weapons course across the country, you're going to find a majority of people with Glocks. And the reason they have Glocks is because they're reliable, and I hate to say this, Glocks, they don't shoot themselves. You still have to have some good fundamentals, but you can put a Glock in someone's hand, teach them some basic shooting skills, and you should be able to get rounds on target and pass the course at a man-sized silhouette target. For precision shooting, I think you can get even better. If you're a skilled marksman already with good, you know, sight alignment, you know, trigger control, you know, sight picture, you know how to handle a weapon, you know, safety with a weapon. And we did a review on, I wrote an article on the Glocks also about Glocks being the ultimate survival weapon. That's on Survival Cache. That's my opinion, but I think, from a reliability standpoint and putting rounds down range and round accurate fire on target, you can't beat it. And a gunfight in real life ain't like the movies. You're not going to be shooting gangster style expecting to hit people. And we both know this. Shooting a pistol is much harder than it looks than on TV. If you jerk the trigger, you're missing. And you're missing it 3 feet,
yeah,
or 5 feet, or 10 feet. You're not going to, if you're jerking the trigger when you have perfect sight alignment, you are going to miss the target. Maybe entirely miss the target.
Sort of defeats the purpose of having good sight alignment.
Right. If you're jerky on the trigger. But with that being said, if you have a 1911, you have 7 rounds. Or maybe 8 if you have one in the chamber. But if you have a Glock 21, you have a lot more ammo. If you have a Glock 17 or 19, if you have an extended mag, you can put 30 rounds down range. Now, you might not hit a thing, but that'll keep the person's head down or scare the heck out of them. You don't have the capability.
See, one of the things about the 1911, though, is I can carry that comfortably.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one of the things I'm thinking about. Sometimes when I don't carry a gun, on those rare occasions where I might leave it in the car, which is not very often, but it's because I'm getting old and I have these maladies like piriformis where carrying the gun aggravates that. And you've had piriformis, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. Carrying a gun sometimes aggravates that, and that causes more pain. And in my mind's eye, that makes me less prepared, less effective if something happens. So I'm going to go more for the big wide bullet as soon as I figure out. I've already got a pretty good idea of what it's going to be when I finally get around to buying it and finding it. But when I get around to buying the 1911, that's going to be a gun I carry. And I may have 2 spare magazines in one pocket and another one in another pocket. And I may need another one in another pocket just to equal what I would with a Glock. But I'm going to have something I can carry all the time. And the whole thing about, you know, I can look at a M&P Shield or a LCP or an LCR or LC9 or whatever they are. Or, of course, the Glock 43, which is so late to the party, but I'm just not going to do that because if I've got to go down in capacity, I want to have a little more punch. I want to have a little more kinetic energy on delivery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. And I don't know if you've looked at the Kimber Carry 45. It's a pretty nice that's going to be my next purchase. Kimber Custom Carry.
Okay.
It's maybe about the size of my Glock 30, but it's thinner. And it's my buddy David Knapp, he picked one up, and that's his go-to carry gun now. And you know, a lot of people carry 380s. You could carry a 380 in your boot easily.
Yeah.
And the Glock has that new 380 also.
The 42.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The thing about which one I'm going to buy, though, I keep thinking back to my time in the military. The gun I carried was made by Ithaca.
Yeah.
And back then, when they were fielding the 1911, everybody made one and tried to sell it to the military. And they were made by all kinds of crazy people. And that Ithaca, if I could find that Ithaca pistol today, I'd be willing to pay a lot of money for that particular gun.
Well, do you have yourself a good gunsmith in North Carolina?
South Carolina?
I'm sorry.
I can probably find one. There's a few of them laying around here. What am I going to need to do when I get it? Throat it?
Well, that's what my buddy, he built an authentic World War II 1911. He built that through different parts, match trigger, machine the barrel, sanded everything down so the action is smooth, and it's nice. I mean, you could have someone build it for you. That's an option, too. You just get the right parts and put it together. It might cost you a little more, though.
We'll see.
I mean, we played with one of my 45s. I have a Colt Commander from the factory, and the, like we were talking about tolerance, but it was so tight, Bill, that, I mean, we pulled the barrel out and did some sanding and just tweaked it a little bit. And it feels like a new pistol.
Right.
Put a different trigger in, took a little bit off the spring, and I don't want to say the trigger pull is as great as my Kimber. I'm not going to go that far, but it feels like a new pistol. Just with a little bit of a tweaking with someone who, I mean, really knows what the heck they're doing, you could make whatever the heck you want. The Bill Frady Ithaca special.
Yeah. Just finding that would be the tough part, though.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the tough part. I don't know. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to get back on the book and the survival stuff and everything, just because I could talk guns all day long. That's the way I am. We'll be right back. My guest from Forge Survival Supply is Mark Pujali. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
So the phone rings and I pick it up and it's Mark. And Mark says to me, hey, third Sunday, June, Father's Day, I ordered Dad a gun. It's here. He's going to build it out and we're going to go out on Father's Day shooting. You want to come? And I said, yeah, what a great idea for a Father's Day gift. An AR-15 rifle kit from guns80.com. I think I'll get my dad one. He says, go ahead. See you out on the range. So we're going to meet on the range on Father's Day. Get your dad an AR-15 rifle kit at guns80.com. Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. I'll get it right sooner or later. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Go check out the contact line, believe me. You'll be shocked. Tacticalholsters.com. I think I may need to I'm just going to stop saying what day it is from here on out. That way I won't make any mistakes. My guest from Ford Survival Supply is Mark Pujali. Now, at Ford Survival Supply, what you guys specialize in is stuff that you can snatch off of a shelf and run away with.
Yeah. Yes, you can. Yep. Yes,
now,
you can.
Is what you're describing, is that more of a roll? Is your book more about rolling your own than buying something pre-made?
You could do both. We have pre-made bug out packs, but you could put your own together. And our book is a great reference item. It's by no means inclusive, Bill, but it has various scenarios. It has many different types of kits, and it has from we've already discussed, the purse kit up to the ultimate ultimate bug out kit. And then we also have a reference appendix in here. So you can go to some of the sites and some of the gear that we recommend and look at those items and could put your own equipment together with that. And, what I was thinking about mentioning, Bill, is that, you know, with the summer months with everybody and everybody, you know, everybody's going on vacation, everybody wants to go hike, maybe not everybody, but people want to get outdoors in the U.S. with the nice summer months, right?
Right.
And if they're going to do that, they're probably going to drive there. So why not have your emergency car kit put together? I think we mentioned that a little bit on the last show. And think about your everyday carry to and from work, to and from vacation, and then what items would you carry with you if you went on a simple day hike with your family? Say a husband, wife, son and daughter, right? And you're going to go on a day hike, say in, on the East Coast or in Texas where it's hotter than heck, or out in California where it could be warm in the day, but you know, what items are you going to have on your person in case something goes wrong, or if your wife falls and twists her ankle, or one of your children gets stung by a bee, or they become dehydrated, or they injure themselves, or they get a scrape, a bruise, a cut, a fall. What things do you have with you to take care of your family, take care of yourself, and get back to your car safely and get home safe? And that's what, I mean, we talk about, I think I told you before, when we talked before on the book, every chapter has a, I put a scenario out there of, that could happen to any one of us. And what would you do in that situation? I do an analysis of it, the takeaway, and then we get into the gear list for the actual kit. So when we're all out and about this summer, you know, think about the weather that we're going to be in, the environment we're going to be in, what could potentially do us harm, and then what things do we have as to mitigate and lessen the likelihood of anything bad happened to either ourselves, our loved ones, our family, our friends, et cetera. And I'm not saying you have to go to the extreme, but you should, you know, we should all be prepared in some way. And that could be as simple as if I'm going hiking in South Carolina, the area I'm going hiking, am I going to have constant cell phone coverage all the time in case something bad happens?
Right. How are you going to know that, though? How are you going to know that going in?
You could research it. One, you could research it with your cell phone provider. If you're going to a state park, you're going to check in, and you're going to have to pay the park rangers. So they would be a good informational resource. They're going to be a good resource for you to talk to, and be like, hey, what's cell phone coverage? Are there shoddy areas? Are there places I need to watch out where I'm going? And with that, we can even back up and, you know, let someone know your plan. Let someone know where you're going, what you're doing, your estimated time of return, your estimated first contact with someone. You know, hey, I'm going to drive to Big Bend National Park. It's 7 hours away from South Texas. I should be there at such and such time. You should hear from me when I get there. Once I get there, I'm going to get settled in. Then I'm going to go hike for the day. You know, if you don't hear from me by Sunday evening at such and such time, something's wrong. You know, send someone to come looking for me. You know, have a contingency plan in place when you're out traveling or you're on vacation and you're with your family and loved ones. So you can leave those details with either, you know, someone at the park, your someone back where you live, someone you trust who will they'll come to your aid if need be, or send up the Red Star clusters when they don't hear from you for 3 days.
I've never thought about running around with star cluster flares, but hey, I like the idea of that one.
Well, that's an analogy, but that's also, that goes with security, you know, food, fire, shelter, water, security. How are you going to communicate and how are you going to signal? Red Star cluster, smoke, flare, fire, your phone, signal mirror, an air panel, a brightly colored, scarf or hat. How could you signal for help if you fall down a ravine, if you slip on gravel, if you get separated from your party? All these things that we all take for granted that, oh, it's never going to happen to me. Never going to happen to me. That arrogance that it's never going to happen to me, and then someone's injured or, you know, heaven forbid, someone dies because, that could never happen to me or my family.
So you look at all the possibilities and then all the plausibilities.
Right. And you have to think that stuff through. Think about Murphy's Law. I was explaining this to my 16-year-old daughter the other day about Murphy. I'm like, you know who Mr. Murphy is? You know what Murphy's Law means? She's like, no. I said, well, Murphy says that if anything will go wrong, if anything can and will go wrong, it will. And it will at the most unlikely time when you're the least prepared for it. So you have to prepare for that and try to mitigate those circumstances. Think about combat. What plan sustains first contact in a combat situation? You know, you got to be flexible when the bullet starts flying at you. You have to be flexible and be able to adapt and adjust accordingly. You know, Marine Corps, semper gumby, semper flexibility, always flexible.
I'm never going to say that to a former Marine, though. Semper gumby, that's just not.
Well, I trust you. You can say that to me.
Okay, yeah, but that you're just one of them. Anyway, you go ahead and let's give out the name of the book where they can find it and everything else before we run out of time here.
Everyday Survival Kits, exactly what you need for constant preparedness, by Mark Puhalli and Joel Stevens. If you're an outdoorsman, if you say you're a survivalist or you're prepared, then this should definitely be a book in your library it's a good reference item for you. And it's a good reference item for anyone, for that matter. It just prevents and be prepared for the worst case scenarios of that could potentially happen to any one of us on a daily basis.
There you go. If you got any video of you doing this cowboy action shooting, send me some links. I'd like to look at that.
I don't doggone it, but I'll send you a video of my buddy Dave. You'll see him going through a stage.
Very good.
Yeah. And,
thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Always
all
a
right.
pleasure.
Likewise.
Okay. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Stay safe. That's going to do it for us for this week, folks. I haven't got everybody lined up for next week, although we are going to have Anthony Calandro, and we're going to talk about what happened to Carol Bounds in New Jersey from the Gun for Hire. Larry Pratt's going to come in. We're going to talk about everything happening in Washington, D.C. And Robin Knapp from G-Code is going to join us, and we're going to talk about the contact line. That's all next week. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.